Ukraine security issue.
The 4th of April was the 40th day of the Russia's war against Ukraine. Russia's atrocities increasingly demand proper and urgent action from the international community. Ukraine, especially experts' action in response to the Russian barbarianism against peaceful civilians in Bucha, Irpin, Hostomel, and other towns and villages in the Kyiv region. As of Monday morning, according to Prosecutor General Irina Venediktova, more than 400 bodies had been removed from Bucha alone. Many bodies of women and small girls have signs of torture and rape. Many are tight-handed and many have bullet holes in the back of the head. Many more were buried right in yards and dumped into common graves. And according to official reports, Russian bombs, missiles, shells and bullets had killed more than 160 Ukrainian children and wounded more than 260 as of Monday. Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov said Ukrainian intelligence constantly and consistently identifies the Russians who killed civilians in the Kyiv region. British intelligence chief Richard Moore has stressed that it's inadmissible to hush up the mass killings of civilians, which, according to MI6, were part of Putin's war plan. The United States, NATO, the European Union, and other countries and international organizations have condemned the Russian invaders' atrocities. The EU Council said in a statement, the mass killings and torture of peaceful civilians in Bucha and other Ukrainian towns and villages would add to the list of barbaric crimes committed on European soil, and that the responsibility of them rests entirely on Russia. Moscow quite expectedly claimed the mass killings of civilians were a provocation staged by Ukrainian radicals and even motioned an extraordinary meeting of the UN Security Council where Russian diplomats intended to press on with their allies. The Russian motion was turned down. Russia continues to commit war crimes and acts of genocide in Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky told reporters in Bucha on Monday, having seen what the Russian troops had done to the town and its residents. He also talked to local survivors. Asked by a correspondent if he believes it's still possible to negotiate peace with Russia, the president answered in an affirmative, saying, Ukraine must achieve peace. Andriy Yermak, head of the president's office, terms the mass killings of civilians in the Kyiv region as genocide and demands that the West impose tougher sanctions against Russia. There is a list of very tough sanctions. Now the time has come to monitor these sanctions, analyze their impacts and do it publicly. We need to see which sanctions don't work, which have loopholes, and what new sanctions should be imposed. In this process, we continue to cooperate with officials from the US Department of State and the governments of the UK and EU countries.
Залучати до цього і офіційних представників і Держдепу, і Трежері, і з Британії, з Європейського Союзу. Я особисто приділяю кожного дня дуже багато уваги для того, щоб
I personally see to it on a daily basis that these sanctions are ruinous and that they stop the financing of this war, said Andriy Yermak, head of the president's office. Russian troops have started withdrawing from the Sumy region, according to Dmytro Zhivitsky, head of the Sumy region military administration. Small groups of enemy troops remain in the region, but the armed forces, together with territorial defense forces, are cleansing our land, Zhivitsky said on Monday. The northwestern Sumy region that borders on Russia is the third region after the Kyiv and Chernihiv regions to see the pullback of Russian forces. The General Staff has said that Moscow's prime target now in the Donbas, where the Russians have the order to encircle the Ukrainian forces that defend the Kyiv-controlled parts of the Donetsk and Luhansk regions and take the entire territory of the regions. Concurrently, they intensify attacks with the purpose of seizing the entire Kherson region in the south. Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Mahler has warned that the risk of escalation and more intensive long-range missile strikes on Ukrainian cities remains very high. The latest were reported on Monday in the Black Sea port city of Odessa, the western city of Chernobyl, for the first time in 40 days in the Russian invasion, and the southern city of Mykolaiv. According to Vitaly Kim, head of the Mykolaiv Region Military Administration, Russian missiles killed at least 8 people and wounded 30 in the region. Enemy strikes covered the entire region, including the cities of Mykolaiv and Ochakiv. In Mykolaiv, 14 people were wounded or injured, including one child that was operated on today. The boy died. In Ochakiv, 7 people were killed and 19 were wounded or injured. They target every building in the city, including the children's hospital, the medical laboratory, and the cancer clinic. I don't know how our hospitals are in their way. I don't know why they target children and patients, said Vitaly Kim, head of the Mykolaiv Region Military Administration. A requiem service took place in St. Michael's Cathedral in Kyiv on Monday, where hundreds of people came to bid the last farewell to Max Levin, the well-known photo reporter and journalist who was killed by Russian invaders while performing his professional duties. His body was found last week in one of the newly liberated villages near Kyiv. Forensics found 2 lethal wounds, presumably from rifle bullets. The requiem service was administered by Metropolitan of Kyiv and All Ukraine Epiphanios, the head of the Orthodox Church of Ukraine. Addressing Max Levin's relatives, friends and colleagues, military servicemen and public activists who gathered in the cathedral, Epiphanios said that the deceased had devoted his life to serving the truth. Max Levin and his colleague Oleksiy Chernyshov went to the front line back on March 13th to collect and document evidence of Russian war crimes. Connection with both was lost on the same day. Chernyshov's whereabouts are still unknown.